This last Gemara again, just on Kufnun Gimel Amud Beis. The Hemshech really the Gemara. So again, from Omer Rami Bachom, Hamachamir Racha Behemtei B'Shabbos. If you're over the Yisra Mechamer, that means you do Malacha, you and your Behemah together. That means your Behemah has some weight on top of it. And now on Shabbos, you cause it to move, you whistle to it, and it comes because of your Kol. So it's called you're causing the animal to do a Malacha, right? So you Chayiv. So he learns, B'Shoigir Chayiv Chatis, B'Mezir Chayiv Skilim. If a Yisrael does it, B'Mezir is Chayiv Skilim. For the more of my time, on my Rav, the Yom HaKro, Le'Sasa Kom Loch, Atu Behem Tuchol. But it says you and your behemah is behemtoy dum you did today. When you do a malacha with your behemah, it's the same way you do a malacha by yourself. Mahu, just like if Yisrael himself does one of the lamates malachas, chayiv b'shoigik, his chayiv chatis, b'meizid chayiv skilo, is af behemtoy. The same thing if you do a malacha with your behemah, that's the yisra mechamer, that you're working with the behemah, nami is the same halacha. B'shoigik chayiv chatis, b'meizid chayiv skilo. That's Rami Bachomet Halacha. So tomorrow, Omar Rava, Shtei Chubas Bedover. On your Chiddush, I have two kashas on your Chiddush. Chodo, one is the Chsiv, the Pasuk says, the Chsiv, where do we learn out the Chal, there's a Chiyiv to bring a Chatis? If you do a Nazir B'Shoigi, you have to bring a Chatis. We learn it out from the Chet of Avodah Zorah. The Pasuk says, Torah Achas Yilachem, Loyosef Ishkogo, V'yanefosh Hashatase B'yad Roma. This is the Pasuk by Avodah Zorah. So we say, Hukshu Kola Torah Kula L'Avodah Zorah. All the chiyuvim, all the averis, are doima to the aver of avodah zorah. Ma avodah zorah, the yovid meister begufei. Just like by avodah zorah, where you chayiv chatis, if you do a meister yourself, the Yisrael himself worships the avodah zorah. Is hochinami who are din by chilul Shabbos, and the yovid meister begufei. It's only if you do a malacha by yourself, the Yisrael himself does the malacha. Then you chayiv chatis. Mashenkin here really is called the behemah is doing the malacha. You're just causing the behemah to move. The behemah has the weight on top of him. The behemah now is making the akira nanocha. You're whistling, you're causing him. It's not called you're doing the malacha yourself. You're doing the malacha with the animal. So in this case, you're potter from achatis. So that's one kasha. You should be potter from achatis. The yoid, another kasha. Tanan, we learned, there's a Mishnah in Gemara in Sanhedrin that says there, Hamachalas HaShabbos. If somebody's Mechal Shabbos, Vidover Shechayovim, with something that Yechayiv Asher Gosser Chatis, if you do this Melacha B'Shoigi Yechayiv Chatis, V'yazdoine Skilom. And if you do this Avera, B'meizid Yechayiv Skilom. So it's a Diyak Mechal, Diyak Amidi, there is such a thing, V'yain Chayovim Asher Gosser Chatis, V'lo Yazdoine Skilom. There's such a Chilu Shabbos, you're doing an Avera on Shabbos, but you don't have any Chayovim Skilom or Yechayiv Chatis. So the Chura of my Ninu, what should be the case that you're not Chayiv Skilom or Chatis? On the Lama Test Melachis, we know you are Chayiv Chatis and Skilom. So the moral law of the Mechamer, the Chura means the law of the Mechamer, that you're working with the animal. So it's not Mamish or Lama Test Melachis because you're not doing the Melachis yourself. You're only causing the animal to carry. So in such a case, you're not Chayiv Skilom and you're not Chayiv Chatis. So this is a Kasha and Rami Bachom. So the Gemara, this wouldn't be such a kasha. I tell you, Tchumin, the last din that's mashma, there is such a chilul Shabbos that you have no chiyuv skilo, chiyuv chatis. That's going if you're over the issa Tchumin. V'yali with the Rebbe Kiva. The Rebbe Kiva holds is an issa diraisa to walk outside the Tchum on Shabbos. If you walk outside your Tchum, according to Rebbe Kiva, you're not chayiv chatis or you're not chayiv skilo. But maybe mechamer could be like Rami Lachoma says that if you mechamer on Shabbos, you're chayiv skilo and chayiv chatis. Right, another case could be v'havor alibud Rabbi Yosi. If you make a fire on Shabbos alibud Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Yosi shita is l'lav yotis. He holds that there was lamates melachas, and the Torah says specially satloi sabaru eish b'chol mashmasaychem. Why does the Torah say specially loy sabaru eish? Don't make an eish. Is to tell us that it's a lav. That's Rabbi Yosi shita. That if you make a fire on Shabbos, you're not over lamates melachas. One of the lamates melachas, you don't get skilo or you don't get chatis. No, it's only a lav v'yalma. So, leave it to Rabbi Yosi, this brisa can mean that there are certain things like lamates melachos, which are chayiv skilom. Lafuke, if you just make a fire, according to Rabbi Yosi, you're potter from skilom, potter from chatis. So, more Rav Zvid, masni hochi. Rav Zvid learned, this is the pshat in Rami Bachoma. So, Rashi lohod the Rami Bachoma hochi. He learned, this is the pshat in Rami Bachoma. What's the pshat? Oma, hochi, oma Rami Bachoma. This is the way Rami Bachoma said. Ha mechamer acha behema b'shabbos. If somebody does this malacha that he's mechamer, he works with his behemah on Shabbos, is b'shoigi. If he does it b'shoigi, he didn't know it's also to do it.
or else he forgot today was Shabbos, is ain't a chayiv chatis. He's maskim. He's talking not chayiv chatis. This is not doima to the chet of avoid the zora. Therefore, there's no chayiv chatis. But b'meizid chayiv skila. This much here. If you do it b'meizid, you know today is Shabbos, and you know you're not allowed to be mechamer, and still you are mechamer. Two eidim told you not to do it. Yaras wrong. You talk a chayiv skila. That's what he said. But for the chatis part, he's moida. So drash is that tomorrow most of rova frekt rova kasha. It states the brayso ha mechalal es ha Shabbos. If somebody's mechalal Shabbos, does one of them lochis? On one of the lamates malachis, that halacha is if you do it b'shoigig, yichayim chatis. That means you forgot today was Shabbos, or you didn't know this malacha was awesome. Yichayim chatis. In such a case, chayovem as doyne skila. Such a malacha, if you do it b'meizid, you have hasro, then yichayim skila. That's what the brayta says. So the churi want to make a diyek. It's a mashma ho'ein chayovem as shergosachatis. He will have a type of a chet. That if you do the chet b'shoigig, you have no chiyuv chatis. Like we want to say now mechamer, since mechamer is not doing to the chet of avoid the zorim, because you're not doing the malacha yourself, you're doing it with the animal. Therefore, you're potter from chatis. Or b'zoy the din should be ain chayovem as doyne skilo. Who are din? You should be potter from skilo, because this brayta is mashma only a chet. That if you do it b'shoigig, you chayiv chatis. Then if you do it b'meizid, you should know there's a chiyuv skilo. Mashma something that's done b'shoigig has no chiyuv chatis. If you do it b'meizid, has no chiyuv skilo. So now it's a question. Rami Bachoma now is saying that mechamer, if you do it b'shoigig, you're potter from chatis. Only if you do it b'meizid, then he holds you chayiv skilo. Is a chur this brayta says fakert. So the Gemara name, mi ketoni, does this brayta gufa say this diyek? Hey, mi ketoni, does it say klo? For ein chayovim, does the brayta say that if you're not chayiv chatis, you can't be chayiv skila? So the Gemara name, hochi komar, this is what the brayta means. Do voshe chayovim asher gosa chatis, any one of the lamates malochis that you do on Shabbos, that if you do it b'shegig, you chayiv chatis, you should know that din is chayovim asdoin eskila. If you do it b'meizid, you should know yichayiv skilo. That's what the brayta is telling you. That anything you know yichayiv achatis b'meizid chayiv skilo. Adai nachanami v'yesh dover chayach to have such a case shein chayovem asher gosei chatis. You could have a case that b'shege yitake not chayiv chatis like mechamer, but b'chayovem asdoin eskilo. It could be that if you do it b'meizid, maybe you are chayiv skilo. Or my nihu, what would be the case mechamer? That would be the case of mechamer. As really the Torah says, "Le'sasa kom locha ato v'hemtecho." So, mainly you're over one of the it's a malacha. Therefore, if you do it b'meizid, you're chayiv skilum. But b'shoigig, that much Rami Avacham holds, you learn it out from the chet of avodah zarah, that you only chayiv chatis b'shoigig a chet that you do all yourself. You have to do it all together by yourself. That's the limit from avodah zarah. Ma'ashenkein mechamer, what you're doing with your behema, in such a case, you'll be potter from skilum. Oh, but that's all. Only from skila you potter, not from only from chatis you potter, not from mechiyev chatis, not from mechiyev skila. Skila he's moedi yechayev, only chatis you potter from. That's this. This is the second way we have pshat in Rami Bachoma. Now we're soon going to see a third way to learn pshat in Rami Bachoma, which is the way we hold halacha. So the more Rava achva the Rav Mori Baruchel. Rava was the brother of Rav Mori Baruchel. For Yamri Law, and some say, Avuha the Rav Mori Baruchel. No, Rava was the father of Rav Mori Baruchel. What's Nagayim is assumed to say over Amlocha about Rav Yechinin. But the Baal Mesupik, who said over this member of Rav Yechinin? First was saying Rava, who was the brother of Rami Baruchel. Then the second gear is, for Yamri Law, some say, Avuha the Rav Mori Baruchel. No, Rava was the father of Rav Mori Baruchel. So the Gemara says, Lishna Basra, according to the second Loshin, to say that Rava was his father, it's Shver. Kash, I have a kash on that. Rava couldn't have been his father. Why? Because there's a din, in the Gemara says in Yevomis, Ho derav ach shere l'rav mori baruchel, o manaya b'forsayu debovu. There's a shayla there that Rav appointed Rav Mori Baruchel to be a means a collector in Bovu. To do some type of a job for the rabbin. To be a collector, he was a mamuna ala rabbin. Rashi says, Hein Shaitrin, he was a Shaitrin, he was like the policeman in the city. Even though the Drashi, I forgot the Gemara there in Yavama says, the Yamamar, Kol Mesimo, Sha'ata Mesim, Loye Elo Mekerav Achicha, anytime you appoint somebody for a job in the Klal Yisrael, he has to be Mekerav Achicha, he has to be a brother, means he has to be a Yid. And hi, the Teretz was, Kivan the Imam, Yisrael, Mekerav Achicha Karina Bey. Because Rav Mori Baruchel, his father was a Goy, but his mother was a Yisrael. So So since his mother was a Yisrael, that's the teretz why we're allowed to appoint him to be the Shoiter. Why? If I have to be Miachecha. The teretz is, since your mother is Miachecha, that's enough to give you a Shem Miachecha. That's the Gemara in Yevamis. So the Gemara in Yevamis says, Klo, Mori Bar Rochel's father was a Goy, was not a Yid. Only his mother was a Yisrael. So according to this Lashon Alma Gemara, we're saying, who was Rav Mori Bar Rochel's father? We want to say it was Rava. That's the steer to the Gemara in Yevamis. Then the Gemara in Yevamis is mashmam that Rav Mori Bar Rochel's father was a Goy. And it lady was Mizgair. It's always called Istik Yura. The Gemara brings down a lot of times. So he said that was his father, Istik Yura. But not Rava. If Rava was his father, so what is the Gemara in Yevamis saying? Only his mother was Yisrael, his father was also Yisrael. So the kid to the second Lashon is not the right shot. No, it should be Rava was just his brother. Yeah. And the Gemara name, that wouldn't be so shred this Lashon. The Gemara is Dilma Shrei Mori Bar Rochel Hevi. I tell you, maybe there were two Mori Bar Rochels. And the Gemara in Yevamis is talking about one. There his father was a Ger Agoy. Mashenkin here, we're talking about that the father was Rava. So that wouldn't be so shver. Of our koponim, what's magay to us is, who masni lo, loho shmaitato mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, lifter. He learned over this halacha that we're talking about. If you're over the aver of being mechamer on Shabbos, he learned it over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that says yepoter. What does that mean? Omer Rabbi Yochanan said, ha mechamer acha behemtoi b'Shabbos. If somebody does the lav, he's mechamer, he works with his behemoth on Shabbos. Again, mechamer means that your behemoth is carrying something on top of him. He has some bundles. Your chamor, your donkey, has some bundles on top of him, and he's standing still. Now on Shabbos, you whistle to him, and you make him come to you. So Melo, the chamor now is carrying these bundles because of you. It's considered you're doing a malacha with the chamor together. That's called mechamer. You're not allowed to call your behemoth to move towards you when he's carrying something. That's called you're doing a malacha together. So Yechonin says, if you are mechamer with your behemoth on Shabbos, you're potter mikulam. You're potter from everything. What does that mean? B'shoigeg, if you do the malacha b'shoigeg, that means you forgot today was Shabbos, or else you forgot there's such an isra b'mechamer, you don't know there's such a malacha, loy mechayiv chattis. You're potter from chattis. Why? To huk shu kol ha-terakul la-avoy dezara, like we had before. Kol ha-terakul is doima ta-avoy dezara. So where do you know b'chlal if you do an avera b'shoigeg, yechayiv chattis? The Torah says it by the lab of Avodah Zarah. If a Yisrael deems Avodah Zarah v'shoigeg, he's chayiv chatis. So he said that what is Avodah Zarah? The Yisrael does the Averi himself. Who adin kol tarkul yoni chayiv? If you do the whole Averi yourself, Mashenkin here by mechamer is called you're doing an Averi, you and the behemoth together. So such an Averi avad yipotah from chatis. Vayta b'mezid nami loy mechayiv. He holds that b'mezid, you're also potter from tefillah. If you're mechamer on Shabbos b'mezid with hasroah, Edom warned you, don't do it, and you still did it, you're not chayiv tefillah. Why not? The Tanan, the price we had before, ha-mechalel es ha-Shabbos, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, ha-mechalel es ha-Shabbos, v'dover she-chayov ha-masher yosei chattis, v'yazdoinei tefillah. When we say, what's called the chilul Shabbos? Something, if you do it b'shoigeg, you chayiv chattis. Then, if you do it b'mezid, you chayiv tefillah. It's mashma who ain chayov mashir gosay chatis. Any time you do a chilul Shabbos and aver on Shabbos, that aver, if you did a b'shegig, does not have the chiyuv chatis like mechamer. Since you didn't do the malacha yourself, you did it with your behemah, you potter from chatis. Is who adin ain chayov mazdoin eskila. In such a case, you potter from the chiyuv misa. You're not chay eskila. So therefore, if you mechamer, you work with your behemah on Shabbos, you potter from skila. What about balav nami? What about time to get malchus? The Chur of the Torah says alav. Lo isasta kol melacha ato v'hemtecho. It says you should not do work on Shabbos, you and your behemah together. So we dashed before, what's the case you're doing melacha, you and your behemah? That's mechamer. That you're causing the behemah to move and carry this bundle in the Rishus Rabbim. The Dal Dam is because of your calling him. So that's called you being over the lav. So why don't you get malchus? So it's Gemara name. Balav nami lo mechayiv. You're not chayiv malchus either. Why the heaven lay lav sheniten liyazoras misas bezdin? This lav of lisasa kol melacha, that's the closest to lav on Shabbos. To say don't do melachas on Shabbos. Now we know the other lama test melachas, if you do it on Shabbos, what's your einish if you do it b'mezid? Yechayiv misa. Come to say this lav is coming to warn us not to do it b'mezid, and if you do it b'mezid, yechayiv skilo. That's called the lav sheniten liyazoras misas bezdin. This lav is coming to warn us that you should not get Mrs. Besdin. So the klal is, v'chol lav, Shenitin Yazaris Mises Bezdin ain't liking a love. Hey, if this lav is coming to warn us not to do one of the Lamates Melachis, that if you do one of the Lamates Melachis with Mezid, you get Misam, so that's what the lav is coming for. Even though in this lav is also included the lav of Mechamer, it's a Kholosik lav, Loistasakom Melachim, which means don't do Lamates Melachis, and it also means don't do the Melach of Mechamer. Don't work with your behemoth on Shabbos. But for this lav, you can't get Malchus. Because since this lav is also coming to give us, like telling us, for a Mises Bezdin, this is the lav, so once the lav comes to tell us about a Mises Bezdin, it can't come to give us Malchus anymore. That's the klal. That's the Rashi, the bottom Rashi. Li'azoras Mises Bezdin. Tishar Malachus the Shabbos, all the other Lamates Malachus that you do on Shabbos, Name my high kronafka lu. How do we know the Azor? How do we know there's a lav? From this pasuk, the pasuk says Le'sasa kol malacha ato v'hemtecha. So from this pasuk, that's the closest to lav. All the lamates malachas are nichlal in this lav is azora. Hilkach, we say lehazoras mises bezdenitin. Why is this lav said in the Torah? Like, what's the einish for this lav? It's telling us that you get misa if you do it amazing. The loyonash miselim came hither. That's the cloud. Even though all the Torah says all there's two pashas in the Torah, like barois. You have one parsha of Torah says a lav, don't do the arroyas, don't be boy with your sister, with this. And then the next parsha says that the misa, the chayiv misa shiboy. It says, you would do it, the chayiv chorus. But the klal is, you're not chayiv misa unless the Torah says a lav beferish. You need two zachen. The Torah has to say, lois has to say, don't do it. And then the Torah says, if you do it, you chayiv skila, you chayiv misa, you chayiv chorus. So here by Shabbos, the Torah taka says it's a chayiv skila if you do it. But there wouldn't be the chayiv skila unless someplace in the Torah there's a lav. Where's the lav? Where's the azorim? That's this pasuk le'sasakom melacha. That's the clause to lav not to do melachas on Shabbos. Hilkach ikur hazarosoi. What's the ikur of this lav? Lamokim sheish by misa asya. The ikur of the lav has come to tell us don't do one of the lamates melachas. That forget for that you have a chiyuv misam. V'loy lamalkis. The ikur of this lav is not to come to tell us not to be mechamer, which should only be a lav. So since the ikur of this lav is not from the chamer, the ikur of the lav is from Mises Bezdin, that's the klal, even though it's included in this lav, a case of mechamer, that mechamer has no chiyus gila, it should only have malchus, still you don't get malchus. Hey, to get malchus, you have to have a lav in the Torah, that the only einish for that lav is malchus. But once for this lav, there is an einish misa, so then we say they can't come to give you chiyuv malchus. That's the klal. So mainly, if you mechamer on Shabbos, you should know you have no malchus either. You don't have chattis because it's not doing for the chet of avoid the zorim. You don't have skilo because since it doesn't have chattis, it can't have a skilo. And you don't have a malchus because you don't have the lav for the malchus. So the Gemara, the afilu l'man v'yomo. Lekin, because this is a machlekes, this yisod we just said, is a machlekes the Gemara makis. So the Rashi, afilu l'man v'yomo lekin. From the sech to makis, there is a man v'yomo that says no. A lav shenitla seros misis bezin, so what? Since it's included in this lav, the lav of Mechamer, and for Mechamer there's no chiyus kilo, so then you should get Malchus. There is such a man diyama like that. So the Gemara here, still you wouldn't get Malchus. Here it's different. The lav of Mechamer is different. Why? So Ma'afilo man diyama leikin, licht of Rachmon, the Torah should have said, loisase ko malacho v'hemtecha. The Torah should have said, stam, don't do any malacha, and your behemer also. Ato lomali. Why does the pasuk say loisasa ko malacha ato uvehemtecha? Why did the Torah say an extra word ato you? So we dashin who nihu dimechayiv. When the Torah says loisasa ko malacha ato, like stop there, as if to say you don't do any malachas on Shabbos. So the ikur of this lav only applies to the Yisrael when you do the malacha. Of the behemtele mechayiv. When you do a malacha with your behema, again, even though it is included in this pasuk, but the ikur of lav is not going on the mechamer. The ikur of the lav now is only going on the lamates malachas that the Yisrael does the whole malacha himself. Even though the lav should be klolus alone, it should even go on the mechamer. But here the Torah is mashmim not like that. The Torah could have said a loshin loisasa kol malachu v'emtecha. Why did it say an extra word ato to tell me dafki you have the lav itself? Mashenki, when you do the malacha with your behemah, then you don't have the ikra lav, there's no malchus. So Rashi, hocha, tap Rashi, hocha, afilu lav lekam. Di li azuri ya malacha shal yodoy, vi al behem te yosa, if this pasuk has also come to tell us, if you do a malacha, you and your behemah together, there's a lav, and you get malchus, kegoyin mechamer, that's the case of mechamer, lichta, the Torah should have written like this. Loisase ko malachu vehemtecho. You don't do any malacha, and with your vayim, you also don't do any malacha. My ato, why does the pasuk say extra ato? Loisasa kom locha ato behemtecho. Mashma ato levadecho. Mashma, when Sarah says a lav, that you get an einish for this lav, it's only going on you, what the Yisrael himself does. Ovehemtecho levada. And the vayim is a special azach by itself. Yeah. Rashi behemtoi, bimlocha nasi saidei behemtoi, loy mechayiv, lav goma lukosalov. Therefore we dashin, you're by yourself, or behemtoi loy mechayiv. You behemtoi, you're not mechayiv. Why? Because the ikru of the lav is not going on mechamer. Again, even though the mechamer is included, like Rashi loshin, lav loy mechayiv, lav gomer lukosalov. It's not called the lav gomer. But avada, it's included in this pasuk. We darshin behema, you can't do malach with your behema. But I call upon him, the ikur of the lav is going when the Yisrael does the whole malach himself. Therefore, in the case of mechamer, since you didn't do the malach yourself, you did it with the behema, there's no malchus. And that's where we hold halacha, like Rabbi Yochanan saying. There's a famous chakira, I mean, the pshatim, the way they learn in the first mandiyam, that there would be a chi of malchus, there would be a chi of skilo, there would be a chi of chattis. They learn the pshat is that the chiddush of mechamer is when you call the behema to do what the chiddush is, it's considered your ma'isa. Hey, since you cause the behema to move, it's just like a mushel. You have a sore in your hand and you start to cut off the cucumbers. So who's chayiv? Your chayiv chatis. You cut off the cucumbers off the ground. You have something growing. You take a nice long knife and you start cutting it off. So even though the ma'isa, who cut off the cucumber? The knife cut off the cucumber. But avad, you're chayiv for it. Because it's called the knife has no chshivis, it's like bottle to you. So the first shot of the Gemara is the behemah also. When you call the behemah, tell the behemah to carry, like he's carrying the bundle now to you, it's considered like you're causing it to be moved. So you look as if you're moving the thing, it's called your malacha legamri. But halacha, we say not like that. Halacha, the pshat is no. Lamaisa, who's carrying the behemah? Who's carrying the bundle? The behemah is carrying the bundle. You're only causing it to move. So it's not considered like you're doing the malacha itself. It's considered you caused the behemoth to do a malacha. So even though there's a chisim of the raisa, that's called the lava of a mechamer, you're not allowed to cause your behemoth to do a malacha, but a koponim chiyuvim you don't have on it. It's not considered like you yourself did the malacha. What? Because on an akim, you have no chiyah shvisa behemtoi. On your behemoth, something you own, there's a special lava. Either there's shvisas behemtoi, you're not allowed to let your behemoth work, or else there's some lava mechamer, it's a chiddush akro. Only by mecham, not by goy. But goy, you don't have this chiddush. It depends. If he's your revid, you also have a chiv. If he's your revid, you also have a chiv to watch him. You shouldn't do malacha. I think so. Now, call upon him on a goy, you have no chiv to watch. You shouldn't do malacha. It's only mecham by your behema. It's a machlokes we showing him. Does it have to belong to you, the behema, or any behema? That's a machlokes. What the chiddush of mecham is. That's some shaylos they ask. What else come on to the chiddush of mecham for? Stam, there's a lot of shvisas behemta. Now let behema do malacha. So some learn that shvis is behemta, it's only if you own the behema. It's only your behema. Somebody else's behema, if it does malach, you don't have to stop it. There's no way to shvis is behemta and somebody else's malach. But mechamer, that's the chiddush, even though it's somebody else's behema. But if you whistle to it, you cause the behema to move, to carry the bundles because of you, you're chayy for that. That's the chiddush of mechamer, even though it's not your behema. Yeah. Right, the Mishnah says, so one eitzah was, again, the Mishnah again was mishechshech. You started out on Friday, and it comes right before Shabbat, you're still on the road, and you have your wallet with you. You have money with you. So the Rabbanan gave coolers how you can still get your money home on Shabbos. We said, of course, we're not going to be makel for you. We're afraid the Yisrael will be maimed amamoynoi, and he'll carry it home directly on Shabbos. So today, not to be over Nisi deraisam, we had a few eitzes. The first eitzah was, give it to a goy. The Rabbanan were mata the Yisrael Miru Liyakim, it's kedai, let the goy carry it home for you. Let's say you don't have a goy, the next best eitzah is put it on your chamor. Let your chamor carry it home for you. If you don't have any chamor, then we said give it to a cheresh reit of a cotton. If you don't have any cheresh reit of a cotton, the last eitzah we had yesterday was go pochas medal damas. That's also an eitzah. Walk only 3 yamas, stop, then go another 3 yamas, go weiter. That's the madrega. Yeah. And the last madrega we had yesterday in the Gemara, we have it yesterday. Yeah, the last place we had yesterday was another eitzah. If you're holding bundles on your back, we let you run home with it. Run home. And the swarov, you're running, so you're not stopping. You're not making any hanocher on Shabbos. You're going to run home. So since you're running, that's called the hecker that you know today is Shabbos, and you're not going to stop. I, when you put it down, you're making hanocher. A teretz was throw it off kolachayad. So halacha, these are the four madregas, how you're supposed, the madregas, how you're supposed to do it. The best answer is give it to a goy. Because the goy, we have no chiyuv shvis at all, only an amir liyakner, and banu mekel. The next answer, put it on your chamor, or else give it to a cheresh to be cotton, or else walk, pokas pokas without medal damis, or else the last answer is to run home with it. That's the last answer. Why can't you walk pokas pokas? So let's say in the case where you're afraid of goyim, you can't walk slow. If you walk pokas pokas, it'll take you half an hour until you get home. And you're afraid to be alone in the street, you're going at night. And you're afraid to walk so slow. So the Rabbanu will make it, then last day to Islam is to run home. So the Maisa, that's no Geyeb, his man is there. The Maisa, it could be Mekel if somebody who even walks out now on Shabbos, and he finds he has $100 bill on him. He has something valuable on him on Shabbos. What's the Eitzah to do? So you have this Heter, we hold we could be Mekel. Some sheet is learned, it's only Misha Echshech. In the case we spoke about yesterday, there are some sheet that only if you started out Friday. So you're not such a big Pasheya, because you didn't realize you'd get stuck on Shabbos. But if you walk out with something on your house, or walk out with something on Shabbos, the Chura, you're a big Pasheya, then there will be no Heter. But some Shitas learn, no, and Allah, you could be Mekel, that even on Shabbos Gufam, you realize you have something in your pocket, very valuable, it's worth something to you. So you have these Heterim also, the same thing. You could be Mekel, Metchilo, tell a Goy to take it home for you. If you don't have a Goy, or a Chamoros, we don't have. A Chereshet V'Kodn also, that will be an Eitzah. Luitzu, you don't have these Eitzahs. And the Chlamim, there's a Heter to walk, Pokas, Pokas, the Midal Damas. There'll be such Heter like that. And the last Heter would be, Luitzu, you're afraid to walk in the street, it's at night time. You're walking at night, and you realize you have a lot of money on you, so there'll be a Heter to run home with it. You'll be allowed to run home, but providing before you stop, you have to throw it off kalachiyad. You have to have it ready, and before you stop, you get it out of your pocket kalachiyad. So that's only us and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan will make us to do this in these Eichanim. Yeah. Now the Mishnah, now we're going back to the Mishnah. Ve'giyah he'giyah l'chatz v'chitzoyna. The Mishnah said in the case that you put it on top of your chamor, so you let your chamor now go home, carry it home, as you're on the road, and you, at the beginning of Shabbos, and so you put all your stuff on top of the chamor, now the chamor carries it home for you. When you get home, what does the Mishnah say? It depends. If you have glasses, things you're allowed to carry, so just take it off the chamor and put it down for Shabbos. If you have zakan, then a muksa, you're not allowed to touch it. So then the answer is mati rachabolam yasakan leflam aleim. Just untie the saddle and let everything cool down by itself. That's the answer. Because once the chamor gets home, now it's a shalaf of muksa. What you're allowed to touch, you can take off it. What you're not allowed to touch, blives muksa. So the Maram Rafuna, hoisa behemtoi tuuna klis chuches. Let's say your behema was carrying glass, a lot of glass pitchers. So what's the shaila? How do you take it off the behema? Is maybe korum muksosis? You're allowed to bring a korum muksosis, pillows and blankets, or maniach techteh and put it on the floor, or mati rachavolim and then untie the straps, untie the saddle, v'yasakim leiflim, and then the sakim, the bags will fall off by itself, and the glass things will fall down and they won't break, because since you put pillows there, they won't break on it. So that's the eighth. That's the bryce. That's what the Puni said. For the Gemara, v'anan tanan, and our Mishnah says, noita lesakelim, hanitolim b'shabbos. Our Mishnah says a poshereitzer. The Mishnah says when the chamor comes home with his kelim, if the kelim are not muksa, you're allowed to take it with your hand and take it off the chamor. Like why not? It's not muksa. So the chura klis chuche is glass, a glass, or a pitcher. They're not muksa. So why does the Rav Huna have to say dafkum to untie it and let it fall down on top of the pillows? Why can't you take it off directly? Rashi tunin klis chuches sheinitolim biyode lanichan loritz. We'll soon say, "Kwanzei puni, not allowed to touch it." I the kashvid na vonan tana noitlas akelim anitolim uklis chuches nitolim hein. Posh the glass, you're allowed to touch on Shabbos. V'lomuli matim es chavolim. Why did the puni have to say the eight?